Yep. I haven't used Wild Magic in 5th edition yet, but I was in high school years ago, you know, like a, you know, a century or whatever ago, and we were playing 3.5, and we had like a deck of many things, which is effectively it's Wild Magic enough. It's like when you do Wild Magic, you roll on the table, and the deck of many things had a lot of the same effects as the Wild Magic table. And so one of our players ended up being 6 inches tall because of a draw.
That's an effect in Wild Magic.
That's it.
Inches tall.
Yeah. Inches tall.
So they turned literal into like action Hasbro figure. Exactly right. Action.
No, literally,
figure.
She was an action figure. My character got turned into a snake permanently.
Oh.
I was a druid, so I could wild shape back into myself. So I Tobias the shit out of that. But
that's
it was
funny.
Like,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
see?
Good.
That's it. That's a deep cut.
You
that's
went
a good
from
reference.
Having like
right there.
A snake as a form.
Oh, I had a snake as an animal companion too. So it was like two snakes were just hanging out, like just being snakes. But I could wild shape back into myself.
To a human?
Yeah, back into a human.
Are there like animals
so
that are
funny.
Druids that can turn into humans as disguises?
I
they're
was,
actually like, it's like a rat.
I was one.
But it's a human?
Yeah, it exists. That's the example of it.
Yeah, his name's Kogresh.
What's a human druid?
He lives in the sewers of New York.
Human roo. Why is he?
No, man, Kogresh is a rat king. He's constructed out of rats. He's like,
rat Voltron.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm a human. I'm a human, and I'm here to buy some pizza. I have this money. I'd like to exchange it for pizza. Also, can you hurry up? Because I only got 45 minutes in this form until I turn back into a pile of rats. I mean, I'm really hungry. I'm very hungry.
Keyword rats. Multiple rats.
I'm a rat king. It's when a bunch of rats get their tails stuck together and they become one entity. And they share one brain and they think for themselves and they can control rats using their psychic energy and they wear clothes, put on a trench coat, go up above the sewers, get a job, start selling insurance, realize they like it up there, get married, have a few kids.
Rat kids.
That's it. Rat princes, actually.
All of it while wearing the trench coat.
You can't take it off.
Shirtless.
I'm just a bunch of rats with the tails all tied together.
That's a way to go through life.
Yeah. Some people are rat kings, man. I don't want to judge,
some people
man.
Are rat
just,
trench coats.
You can just live whatever life.
Some
okay, but what is wild are... magic though?
Okay, so
what is wild magic?
Wild magic is so essentially, what is it like? You're tapped into the fey wild.
Yeah. You're tapped into effectively the chaotic parts of the plains. And
yeah,
fey wilds. Like have some chaotic parts of them.
Yeah. So
this is
anytime.
D&D, by the way.
Yeah. So there's wild magic wizards, and then there's wild magic barbarians.
And wild sorcerers are cool, and there's
so,
just,
yeah.
It's just all cool.
So essentially, anytime you cast magic, you have to roll on this table that decides what happens when you cast your magic.
Yep.
So it's just random.
You start at one. If you roll a one, like a crit fail, then the magic happens. But then every time you succeed in not having your magic explode, the threshold gets higher. No, not good, just not having your magic explode on you. The threshold gets higher, so then it's going to be a two below, three below, four below, five below. And then you roll on the table if your magic explodes and something will happen. Yeah. I've seen...
A bonus effect, basically.
Yeah. So I've seen a friend of mine was playing a Warforged Wild Magic Barbarian, and he teleported himself 10 feet into the air, and then on his next round, he fell. Point with sword point down into the enemy we were fighting and just obliterated him.
It's like someone lagging in a video game.
Exactly, yes.
But
that's
exactly
what it is.
But it's your barbarian that's just teleporting and fucking turning into a trash can.
Other times,
can.
People turn themselves invisible. They cast silence on themselves, or they cast silence like randomly out into the field. Oh. There's huge area of effect things that happen, so maybe they...
Just a farmer's working and they're just and like, sudden, I can't, I literally can't fucking talk.
Or maybe they...
it's real serene out here today.
Yeah. They cast to heal somebody, and then suddenly they're casting fireball at the next guy.
That happens. Sometimes area of effects double or have, or sometimes ranges extend or shorten. Sometimes your hair just turns a color.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's completely like...
Is it only spells that you know?
No.
Or is it like, so it can just be anything?
It's just anything.
Yeah.
You can...
The effects are anything.
Yeah.
You could be like a fucking barbarian and you just turn into like an angel or some shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your dicks come out of your alignment.
Turn into a rat king.
Your alignment can change. You can change race.
Oh, my God.
You
can
completely change class. You can, it just depends on what you're using. And
there's no way to be good at it.
No. There is no good. It's just fun.
Yeah.
You get these points. I think you have like these, at least sorcerers used to have these wild magic points that you could like pump into your spells to make them more powerful, but then you have to roll on the table more times. So you're really like taking a bet, and it's like a fun bet because your DM's like, oh shit, he's going to summon like another cow.
I haven't seen that. I have
ADHD
seen
and steroids.
Effectively, yeah that's
I have seen people make their own wild magic tables. I have seen. Oh, yeah.
Where it's like they can kind of curate it to the story.
The third party, like Kobold, has a really good wild magic mm-hmm. table. Theirs includes summoning a lot of farm animals 10 feet off the ground.
Just raining fucking yep. yeah. cats and Boom. Pigs and goats and shit.
You summon a medium-sized goat 25 feet in the air.
Recently,
that's the way to do it. Like, fuck
okay,
it.
Cool, wonderful.
Recently, we finished watching Dimension 20's Unsleeping City.
Oh, man.
And their wild magic sorcerer... got a boon that allowed them to choose the effect that happened when their wild magic went off.
Oh,
so like
cool.
Whenever they hit the number or below, Brendan would look up and be like, "Hey, do you want this effect?" Not telling them completely what it was. It's
vague.
Do you want to bat? Do you want to match this dude's evil, or do you want to be good? And part of this person's like character arc was like they were trying to become better. So they're like, oh, I want to be evil so bad, but I'll go good. And then suddenly they're filled with a holy light, and they have been cleansed of all the like toxins and shit that were in their body. And this person this character was like a drug dealer and drug addict. And they went cold turkey in that moment without any side effects, and they were just
immediate
like,
withdrawal. Oh, yeah. No side effects.
Instantly
damn,
clean.
Dude.
That's what we gotta figure out how to do that. That way. Like, just imagine.
You could even set it up to where it's like every time a random thing's gonna happen, like you fart.
Yeah.
One of them is, I think, either you fart
or you shit yourself, and it's like
and even the fart
what happened.
Would be,
it's like
it'd be like over the top. It'd be like, all right, like something happens
it's
with
like
your bowels.
Day.
Roll a d20 on even you fart for 10 full seconds.
For a bonus action, you can light a match.
Boom! You can light a match. You pull out your flint and steel
you
and just
make
we're
fire.
Gonna,
yep. All that to say, wild magic, anything is hilarious.
I love it, man. These are so much. They're just such cool classes.
I like that.
Yeah,
that sounds fun. I want that to be real.
There's a lot of real cool, like wild magic is. It's just such a good example of like how absolutely chaotic and random things can get. And then on the flip side, you've got the concept of the inevitable, which is a fully lawful robotic being that goes around punishing those who break oaths.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases, these wild magic users, you know, they have trouble keeping oaths. They're sort of chaotic types.
So I just want to play D&D with people.
I agreed.
I just want to play D&D.
The best part is you got to have a group that like understands these opposing factors, because you've got your good and evil, but then you got your law and chaos, and then you got your like how deep is your group willing to go into all these sort of high level concepts of morality and like right versus wrong versus trying to do the right thing versus succeeding and that also depends on the game you're playing and the people that you're playing with
and against. And yeah, I've been in a few games where it was just like, hey, we're just here to fuck around. So
that's part of the fun.
That's what we did.
That's kind of cool though. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't always have to be good.
We had a warlock who
if you're into it, do it.
He essentially like forced himself to be wild magic because he was like, I think he was just tired of the game at that point. Like, it was the last, like, two sessions. Right,
that's
he was like,
fun.
If I roll three of the same number in a row, can I end the world with my magic? And our DM was just like, fine, fuck it, I don't care anymore.
Can he end the world with his magic?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, he came close a few times, too.
If you do that, do you win or lose?
We were a band of murder hobos, so like we'd won.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, I have played.
Imagine the experience you would get for killing every living thing.
Yeah.
What's the tech cyber.
Oh, you're thinking tech deck. No, no, little tiny
cyberpunk. Cyberpunk. Yeah. I played cyberpunk. That was like my first RPG, and I played a murder hobo.
Oh yeah,
nice. Well,
it's fun because like you just don't have to.
Did you play a murder hobo with knives for fingers?
No. It was a murder hobo with magic levitating fingers, and that was like my whole shtick.
His fingers would like levitate off of your hand, somebody, like an uncle doing that.
A
thumb
dude got stuck. I was in a futuristic McDonald's. And I was in the bathroom and I was just fucking with the enemy in the stall, turning faucets on and shit. But like the whole time they're like, what? Why?
They come out of the stall and they're like, hey, we need to talk. I realize like I'm a villain and you're like a hero, but we can't do this anymore.
Isn't doing anything.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm trying to take a shit and you're bugging me and let's just move on from this.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I was informed that I could have killed the guy like 30 different ways. Like I could have literally just turned off the lights and like walked out. But I was like, no, I want to do some like scary movie kind of shit.
Nice.
But not
nice.
Like a scare, like literally the scary movie.
Oh,
where it's just obscene horror movie shit.
It's like, all right, roll for intimidate. I got a 4. All right, you make this sound.
That's the way. But see, my problem is finding people to play D&D with.
Yeah, dude, it's hard to find a community like that. I mean, the hard part is like you gotta find a community for any hobby you do, and it's fucking hard. And I have never figured out how to do it because I've had a couple of transient communities a couple of times. Usually I end up with a group of like 3 or 4 people that I can do hobbies with.
Well, let's talk about that.
Check out that transition.
What song should we play?
We should play...
We had the Power of God and anime on our side.
The Power of God and
anime.
It's a good D&D song.
Golia Sanctus. How about that?
What is that? What did you cast a spell?
Whoa.
What is that?
Shit.
What did you call me?
That's Power Wolf.
Oh my god, you should play that that tear song, Regen Smidder. That would be a good one. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what y'all are saying. This is some nerds.
Oh,
but
it's nerd metal.
We'll figure it out.
We'll get some nerd metal on here. Welcome to the Kind of Met Podcast. We're a podcast about mental health and hobbies, and today we're talking about hobby communities. Really, we're talking about what it's like to find
a
hobby community. How you?
I would say that's the core of the whole thing.
I mean,
we've talked before about starting communities.
Yep.
We've talked before about just community in general.
Yep.
Like, I mean, like just how communities affect things that we're talking about.
Yep.
So
we've talked a lot about how to do and like things
like where to
look
do
for
and,
where to do and like, but I don't think we've ever talked about
like
just
who
like,
to do though. That's a real good question.
That's that's the question of the year, is like, who are you doing? Is it Ultraman?
Like,
is it weird rats in trench coats?
I'm in a rat in trench coats, but
is it janitor?
Imagine,
I understand.
Imagine we're on a red carpet and you hold a microphone up to us and say, who are you doing?
Who are you doing? I'd be like, bodyguards. Four bodyguards.
A resort for bodyguards.
A resort for,
it's all for
the
rats.
It's for Power of the Crow, man.
Yeah,
we are a community of 3, but we also have a larger community on our Patreon Discord. We recommend that you check that out.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/thecuttingmatpodcast.
We got a lot of great folks on there.
Yep. And the cool thing about this Discord is that like we're basically, it's just like super fun. The whole point of the whole Discord is just for fun. We're not doing it for anything besides like hanging out, enjoying, you know, doing a hobby with other people. And
it's not to get, I think once, well, let's fucking deep dive into it.
Well, hold up. Let's introduce ourselves first.
Technically, we're standing in front of the school computers at the RuneScape login screen. We haven't logged in yet.
I do not remember my RuneScape login.
I do, but I think I sold my account for drugs.
Holy shit. You sold your account for drugs? Dude,
I sold an old WoW account for like
dude,
20 bucks
great.
Or something.
I didn't know you could sell that shit for drugs.
Oh yeah!
Damn,
dirt weed.
I figured when people had their shit hacked and held for ransom, it was because they wanted drug money.
Usually, RuneScape's it's a lawless country.
I just assumed it was like 13-year-olds looking to buy like
Wild West out
there. 6 inch tall D&D characters. What?
Yeah, you can buy girlfriends there.
Yeah,
they're real. RuneScape? I've seen them.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. They had good wood cutting.
I missed out.
I got real good. 99.
I missed out on RuneScape back in
the
day.
You never played it?
I played it to just past killing the giant rats.
And oh yeah.
Okay, so you're still on the tutorial.
Yeah,
thing.
I was in the tutorial.
Yeah, I played it like autistically. I was really good at it.
Me and a friend, and we had a good community though. Like, see, it's PvP. It's
well, that was really Jedi Academy for. We'll get into it.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me sign us in real quick before we continue going. Hi, everybody. My name is Tino, also known as Big Beer Roman all over the internet. This is the Cutting That Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. To my right is...
We're back in the studio.
We're back in the studio. We're physical right.
I'm touching him. Yeah. I'm touching him.
Ooh. Inappropriate.
No, that's appropriate.
It's very appropriate.
That's nice.
There you go.
A little bit lower. Yeah, that's good.
This ain't RuneScape now.
I have to have those vertebrae realigned. I'm Brandon. I do mecha genre on the internets, mechagenre.com, and I build robot model kits and paint miniatures.
Robots.
I'm bitch. And there's another guy here also. His name is Joel, and he sells used truck nuts.
That's it. I sell used truck nuts.
That's it.
No, I do robots. I do miniatures. I do monster things.
My guy is wearing a bolt thrower hat. Let's talk about Warhammer.
I do Warhammer. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. I do just about it all.
Ooh, I got some Warhammer that's waiting for me to put it together and paint.
I'm also getting into some. Are you guys doing fantasy or are you guys doing 40K?
I don't know.
I think the two I'm just painting. Are AOS.
Oh, AOS.
Mine are the 40K.
Oh, you're doing the 40Ks.
Jackal. I think the Jackal is 40K.
Ooh, 40K Jackal.
It's a world eater, so.
I'm painting up some Eldars, so maybe we can shoot
I'll play the 40K that doesn't have math. Do we? Shapes.
40K's never had math. It's all shapes.
In what fucking world are you playing?
You only have to be able to add up to 6 to things.
Again.
Right?
Again. I'm not. Yo, that's look, too much.
Right?
Look, adding 6?
All you need, is a few tallies, and you dump a bucket of dice on the table, and then you count up how many of the numbers
are
in there.
You guys have the special edition 40K rulebook that has the integrals in it? Like, no. You got to take a derivative.
You
got to
play
integral,
my
like,
version of 40K
equations.
Is where you act like the dumb bimbo.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't know. I mean, I truly don't know how to count. What is that? How? Did I win or
did I
lose?
Win?
Yeah.
Did I how many hits?
I prefer the TTRPG. But I do have fun playing the skirmish games whenever I get around to it.
I've always wanted to play the Kill Team and shit like that.
Yeah, like the
Kill Team
is
so cool.
The smaller game sizes. Here's my problem, though. I have trouble finding communities for these fucking games.
Oh, let's bring it back.
Where do I find a community to play with?
Yeah. Right now, like, IRL, I'm very community-less. But, like, I'm also chronically online, so that's fine.
Yeah, we're all chronically online.
Yeah,
man, like
online communities.
And I've also been not wanting to hang out with people because I just don't like people right now. And this happens sometimes, like throughout my life. There are time periods where I just don't want to meet new people. I don't want to hang out with a new community. And you know what? Maybe I was going to say that's fine, but I'm not sure. I think maybe like I should get myself out there more and find a community that wants to play a skirmish miniatures game. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if I want to do that, I got to find other people to do that.
I've really been missing the artist community that was at Emerge for that was a good community.
Yeah, community transitions are weird because like you have a community for some amount of time and you're like hang out with them every week or whatever, and then all of a sudden it's like boop,
schedules, life changes.
And we used to have a fourth person in this podcast. Boop.
Yeah, the way she goes, boys.
I miss them. I miss them every day.
Me too.
Doctor Land. Mm-hmm. Doctor, right?
He's doctor. Yeah, he's doctor.
A literal doctor. We lost all our accreditation.
Yeah, we have no qualifications whatsoever.
Now. Yeah. Damn. Oh. Well, maybe the three of us together would equal like a doctor.
I don't know. Maybe a lawyer.
A good, a fine lawyer.
Like a fucking okay lawyer.
It's all
like
good.
Yeah. 3/8 of a doctor and an actual full lawyer.
That's what I'm. That's
this
how
podcast
I'm adding this
is 1/8 doctor, full lawyer.
Well, we know what's going to be on the podcast art.
Oh yeah,
for this episode, a doctor and a full lawyer. It's just like so. Here's the question, right? So if I want to play a miniature game, what the fuck do I do? Do I just go to a store and hope that somebody's playing it? Check the schedule on the website, and if the skirmish game is not on the schedule, there must be something you can do, right?
Yeah, I mean,
so
depends on the store.
It really depends on the store. The GW store. When I went there to get those minis, the dude was like, hey, we do this, this, and this on these days, yeah. these days.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
It's a small space, but like there's plenty of stuff to do when you're here, so like...
But you can't curse there.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Literally, you can't curse
there. Oh, yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
So like...
Most stores have that because I feel like...
I don't think I'm welcome.
Unfortunately.
That's kind of my problem. It's like, I'm not like... offensive as in like I'm a shithead when I'm there, but like I say shit and piss and all this when I'm playing games because yeah. like
shit
but it's
and piss
a,
while
a
you're
positive
playing.
Manner but yeah. like
I don't like being in loud mode when I'm not at work
exactly yeah, I don't want a mask at the gaming store because of
mask that's it
of a weird you know rule mm-hmm. I mean not a weird rule but like
it's not a weird rule it's just
exactly.
like
like we couldn't do our podcast more likely I'm kind of thinking about it maybe if we would have to do like 18 plus
we would you're
it
right
it would have to yeah. be after for, hours you
yeah.
know
because yeah, I was thinking wrong. About like mm-hmm. how I mean pre-pandemic I think yeah to 2019 is wait, when
no 20 it was
supposed to be the first year of NCGMC the North Carolina Gundam
yeah
model.
No it was actually 2020 R. we R. were P. setting it up for 2020
you're right
that's
were.
Right we had a live episode schedule
oh man
but like yeah of course it never happened because of the pandemic RIP yeah. but like
because the apocalypse
we were and like yeah. so if we were to do something like that at a convention
yeah,
I think we were going to do it in the middle of the day, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be
so
broad
like,
daylight.
Yeah. So like, great. We yeah. it would have to be marketed as like an 18 plus
exactly.
event.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. That's how we're yeah. able to do it. Otherwise, we'd have to do it after hours when.
But again,
when that's a given.
It's
yeah.
not.
Like,
it's not because of like. Like we're not going to show full penetration or anything.
No, not in that event.
I'm
not,
we're just going to say fuck
yeah.
a lot, right?
Yeah.
Just because we're saying
and
fucking
and
shit and fucking and
say stupid
and
shit that
goddamn and
exactly
stupid.
There should
and
be
that's
no
fucking
shit
that's when
that
our
you...
communities shine.
Yeah, that's when our communities shit. I mean,
but that's
shine.
Also
yeah.
when like
it's true.
A lot of the main bulk of where so like. It's a big FOMO thing,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's a big FOMO thing because
it's almost all FOMO. Honestly,
it's yeah. which fear of missing out is
yep,
the
fear
yeah,
of missing out.
Fear
yeah.
of missing out, which is like mm-hmm. a very common thing that a lot of people
right.
don't take
it's,
seriously.
It's the idea that someone somewhere might be having fun, and you should also be there.
I think it's more the second part. It's more it's
you should also
it's not
be there.
The like, God damn, now they're having fun.
Get
like,
off my lawn.
Son
stop,
of a bitch.
Stop
how,
playing
how
Age of Sigmar
fun.
In my backyard.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
yeah. it's more of like just like, damn, I could be doing that.
That's true.
Like,
yeah. Or right? I want a group that can play, you know, miniature games.
Yeah.
You know.
So like we'll get real here for a second. Mm-hmm. We talked about this being like a mental health podcast.
Oh, shit.
And,
we haven't been being real.
Well, I think we've been being real.
Oh, thank
being
God.
A little real. So I have severe anxiety with like crowds and things like
yep.
things that I'm not a part of
uh-huh.
that, if that makes sense
yeah,
right
definitely.
So like
I get that for sure yep.
I can play a show and I've been playing shows recently of and they can be 10 yeah. people there can be 100 people I don't give a shit because I'm there to play a show and I know that
well,
and that's where my mindset's
they're
at.
There to see
yeah.
you
and
you're
I'm,
actively
and I'm
a part
in,
of it
I'm in networking
right,
mode. I'm sure
yeah.
you've
yeah.
conventions
yeah.
too the same thing where mm-hmm. it's like going up to people and handing out stuff it's just like not a problem at all
yeah.
but it's like hey we need to pick up eggs or whatever, and it's like, oh
fuck. You mean I got to interface with a chicken?
Yeah, or like, or even like, it sucks too with like other people's shows where
yep.
it's I'm not playing.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, like there's just so much
Ooh,
shit.
This is
and
weird.
That's with it with communities. I mean, even online communities too, where like. Again, like if especially for something like you don't know the people in or like you're kind of going in blinds for music, that was me like going into like beat making. I really didn't have a whole lot of people that I knew to talk
oh, yeah.
to,
oh,
like,
yeah.
especially coming from like a metal background.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. also that. Well, because it's there's not much overlap between those communities. You got to find.
No,
you're basically
no.
trying to find another community because you have two separate hobbies.
Yeah.
In these different spaces.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's kind of the thing too is like, you know, how do you either like mask or like how do you like present yourself
yeah.
to these different communities? And that's so fucking hard in like real life too,
mm-hmm.
especially for like as and again, like I recently worked part time at a gaming store, so like working setting up D&D games
oh, dude,
and
yeah.
Magic
yeah.
And,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. you know Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh and stuff where like. Everyone kind of knew what was happening. Everyone
sure.
was showing up, even though they've never met each other in real life. They were showing up because they
yep.
kind of knew, like, there's a bowling lane of like expected guidelines.
Oh my god, that's helped so much.
Of like, we're gonna play a game and that's it. We don't have to hang out after. We don't have to get beers. Like, we can just this one thing.
Right. Let's get real for a second.
Yeah. So here's open up that gay beer.
Goddamn.
Open up that gay beer. That's a Bud Light.
We about to talk about.
And you know what? We love gay beer here.
We do love gay beer.
We love it.
Yeah,
that's true.
It is on.
Jesus Christ.
That's good sound. Podcasting right there.
That sound?
That got in my nose.
Yeah,
you choked
on it a little. All right,
so I almost died from gay beer, but let me.
I almost died from gay beer.
That gay beer went all the way down my throat.
Ooh,
woo! Well, so what was I talking? Oh, fuck yeah! So here's what it is.
Oh fuck yeah! Here we are, dude.
Ah, fuck
yeah!
Yeah,
I have an anxiety disorder as well.
Yeah, I think we all do, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. Have you gone?
I still need to find a therapist. I'm sure I've got.
So
plenty
this is our situation.
I can let you know
for an anxious person.
Yeah.
But if you're just anxious, like with or without a diagnosis, it is easier to meet a new group of people if you have a common goal in mind. Like if you're just going to kind of like get together and play a game, and you don't know these people, but everybody knows that they have kind of a common thing, the interactions become easier, and you don't have to make up conversation topics because you and your friends are talking about how to fucking stab this Minotaur to death. Like that's part of the fun.
Yeah. That's part of the reason why I had a buddy who had a board game meetup group going from bar to bar every week or other week. I really enjoyed
that.
But
I like that a lot.
The pandemic killed that off.
Aww,
and then he gave it to somebody else. So
man, board games are so great. Like just any structured activity, D&D especially. Because you get to learn, you know, pieces of someone's personality without the pressure of having to be... This is going to sound weird, but let me finish this and we'll see how much I regret it.
Yeah.
Without having to... You can learn pieces of other people's personality without any of you having to be yourselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And
yeah, that makes sense.
Without having to be there... I don't want to say for them, but maybe taxing way.
Well, you're there for yourself, and if you don't want to hang out afterwards, just fucking go home.
That's fine.
Like, that's part of the fun.
You don't have to force yourself into a situation just to get to that end point of getting to know. Like we've all gotten to know each other through doing a podcast, but not like having sleepovers and shit and fucking robbing banks or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
We could.
I watched Spring Breakers for the first time.
If you guys
want to
do that,
that's a great movie.
If you guys want to do that, I'm in. I'm on board for doing that.
I grew up in the 727 in Florida.
Damn, a 727? Seriously?
It was a weird place.
Dude, let's go down there, get face tattoos, and rob a bank.
It's very much my... I hate saying it, but that movie is very much like in my aesthetic.
There you go, man.
I fucking hate it. It's girls in ski masks with guns.
I'm a girl in a ski mask with a gun.
Played by James Franco.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? He found a community.
Hold up.
A lot of people died in that. Yeah, that wasn't good.
Phrasing, I thought.
That wasn't good.
Side quest.
The bar side quest.
I've been wanting to go. I haven't been able to yet.
It's super fun. Yeah, it's super cool.
Me and Rachel want to go, all of us should go.
Yes,
bring whoever it's because it's $5 a person.
Oh, that'd be great.
Or wait, no, it's $5
the wife
a table.
Would love it.
A table,
dude. Those things are so much
to
fun
to sit down, and they have a full that $5. Or I think I could be wrong.
You just go
price,
grab a board game. Yeah,
it includes all these different. Mm-hmm. Like when we went, I went with old coworkers of the. It was actually the day we were all, you know, we didn't work there any longer. We won't go into that, but we played the thing. The board game.
Oh my God.
Oh, how was that?
It was awesome.
Nice.
Dude.
It was really cool. It was really fun.
I have been wanting to play that game. All right.
Well, here's the thing is like.
You got to figure out who it is.
I've been wanting to play it ever since like years and years and years ago. We played it one night at the old hobby shop.
Mm. Yeah.
So like playing it again, but like understanding the rules and like, you know, really grab, like it really did help. But like, I love that concept that where like, and they have. Something that we did was like D&D 101 or like intro to D&D.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it was very, it was very centered as like it. Everyone here's new.
That's great. Yeah.
One's gonna come in and be like, and, "I'm the best D&D player around." See,
I've done that before, and whenever I sign up to DM groups at like a group D&D event, I always say, "Yeah, give me the new players." But and it's a whole group of new players who don't know each other.
That though, like it was like I couldn't do it.
Well, because it was it's complicated rules or the
no, I couldn't attend. I fucking worked there and I couldn't attend the event, man. Because
but
like
I can't attend, but. Somehow I can teach.
See, that's the same. I feel like workshops.
Different feeling.
Yeah.
Workshops. Well,
yeah, that's a different feeling.
That goes back to the show thing. You're there with the expert. Your lane is already set.
They're here to see you show them how to do a thing.
Exactly. Oh, well, no. The thing, I taught painting classes there.
There you go. That's it. Boom.
No problem.
Yeah, you can teach painting classes, coming in. You don't want to be an attendee because that's a little bit more pressure. It is part of this. The uncomfortable thing about being in a group like that or being in a community where you have to interact with other people is that, like, what's your role there? What are you doing there? You know, and if you're the teacher, or if you're the DM for a new group of D&D players, you got a job. You know what you're doing. Ellery, my wife, always makes fun of me because when I go to a party where I don't know anyone, I serve drinks because I got to make myself busy.
I clean.
I get behind. Really clean, yeah. See, there you go. You're cleaning up. I get behind the bar and I make drinks. I serve drinks. Like
I will find something to do that isn't interacting with people.
For me, I want interaction. But I want structured interaction with expectations. I don't want to have free form. Okay. I don't want to like walk out on a deck and there's people talking because I can't enter a conversation.
No, I'm good.
Because I don't know how to fucking have a conversation. Tino, let's mock something up.
Okay.
If I don't know you and I just walk up to you at a party and we're both holding drinks and I say, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. I'm Tino.
Oh, shit. I got to go. Fuck. Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, man. And then you hear my tires just screeching up.
Just
I'm like, fuck, what does this guy want from me? What do you want? Tino? If that's your real name? It's not.
You're just Dale Gribble? Everyone's an agent after the game.
Oh, man.
They're in my fucking walls. They're inside my walls.
This is so awkward for
me
because
is a microphone.
You guys have seen me in action.
Dude, Tino's a fucking monster. This guy
talked to everybody.
He's a networking god. Have you ever, if you've never seen
Tino, literally taught me how to like hand out business cards, I think, at the Animazement.
Yeah, dude.
Where we
did
met. It was the first Animazement that we did a panel at.
Ooh, oh,
because
yeah,
I also
that was awesome.
I shot my first like vlog of it or there. But you like I remember this is always like stuck in my head. You're always just like, you need to give everyone a fucking business card. Like, it doesn't matter if they're selling fucking dildos or keyboards, give them a business card because
the people selling dildos especially are business cards.
Exactly,
because you don't care if they sell keyboards, but the dildo people
in my case, like doing multimedia design, I can do kind of anything for them,
dude,
really.
You can make a dick, you can make a key, who cares?
Exactly, but like that alone is a hard thing to do. Like, again, unless I have the expectation of I'm doing a thing,
right?
I'm doing the panel or I'm doing the workshop. I taught a workshop in California for SCGMC, stone off of my fucking gourd.
Well, yeah, but you're in California, so that's normal.
Well, it was legal, it was normal, yeah, but like, I will say, it helps. Weed and shit helps with my social anxiety because, like, it kind of lowers that like weird alarm that like no one else has. Well,
just the thing. It's not that no one else has it because I also have that alarm.
Yeah,
it's just that not everyone has it.
Not everyone has an alarm,
and there's no expectation. Like, society doesn't have the expectation that everybody has that alarm, and that causes a problem because that means that these situations are not set up for you and me, like. As an example, next week I'm flying up to Boston to give a talk in my nerdy engineer science conference thing.
Hell yeah.
And I'm excited about the talk.
Yeah.
I get to stand in front of people and explain some
science
I did.
About that.
I'm not worried about the talk at all. It's going to be great. Talk's going to be fine. 25 minute talk, 5 to 10 minute questions. Boom, easy. I am dreading the networking with people before and after that talk. Yep. I'm going to bring a stack of business cards, but like, what? That's going to be a weird situation.
Yes.
These are going to be weird interactions. I'm going to be a weirdo. If I'm giving a talk, I at least have a reason for being there, and people are in that.
It gives you talking points.
It feels like at the very least the afterwards networking is going to be based on.
Oh yeah, sure. It'll be based on the talk. So and if it was shit, they're going to be like, dude, that fucking sucked. And I'll be like, all right, cool. I can talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad sometimes because I'm the complete opposite side of this kind of spectrum from you guys.
Yeah.
Some of it's also what we practice at.
That's true. I never had an idea what masking was until relatively recently.
Yeah.
And if there's something going on in here, I don't know how to turn it off. So when I'm in social situations, unless
Dino pointed to his brain pan,
unless like I'm already feeling some kind of anxiety, which has been happening more recently since the onset of the COVID pandemic, I just kind of go in and get it done.
Oh yeah.
Anna always makes
like
fun of me.
Spoken like a true paladin. Just go in, get it done.
Yeah.
Fucking Hulk out and leave.
Still die.
In that order.
Anna makes fun of me, quote unquote makes fun of me, yeah. Because like I'll walk into a room and people will be like, there he is! Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that.
Yeah.
So.
That's great. But see, that makes it easier.
So like talking to people.
If we go to an event, like the three of us used to go to like, you know, model kit meetups and stuff. And I know that like you knew people. And I could tell, like, Tino, you could, like, easily talk to everybody and make friends with everybody there because you guys had, like, a lot in common.
Yeah. I knew people, like, especially, like, IPMS was one I always met, like, and even to this day, when going to ones, I still meet people, like, oh, you're so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. But it's, like, that, like, the conversation itself is fine, but, like, it's always while I'm on the way to, like, go to my car to the bathroom to hide for 10 minutes or, like, not be there.
Yeah, if you just don't want
to
be there.
I know what to say. Mm-hmm. I know how to interact. I know why they're, you know, stopping to talk to me kind of thing. So, like, that expectation's fine. But, yeah, just if it was somewhere, like, random, girl, no, that ain't happening.
Girl, no.
Absolutely not.
Girl, I'm here interfacing with a chicken, getting some eggs. I can't be doing this. Yep.
You gotta figure out how to be the
the
guardian angel in the pit.
But it's
basically,
not.
Yeah, that's exactly
it's not,
it.
Like, it's a weird thing. Like, saying it out loud, it does sound a little, like, narcissistic.
I don't think
it
is. Well, you know,
I think outside looking in, you're like, you only thrive when it's all about you, but that's not the case, though.
No, it's just because they don't understand the that point of view doesn't understand, like, what's actually going on in your brain, what the situation is, and how you're trying to approach it. Like, they're just like, why aren't you talking? And you're just like screaming in your brain 1,000 miles a minute, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I hate this. I don't know what to say. Like, whatever I say is going to be the wrong thing to say. Like, how do I get out of this situation?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, man, like, I really like your kit. How did you do, blah, blah? And I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to take a shit.
That's
a runaway.
That's
my
a
car's
downside.
Gay. I got to go.
Oh, my God.
That's
my
a.
I just got word that my car is gay. I have to get out.
I have to go. That's a downside sometimes for me, is not knowing specifically if I should say things or not. Because I'll say some stupid out of pocket bullshit, and just like everybody around me screeches to a halt, and I'm just like blah 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 blah
but
blah blah blah, and carrying on.
I want to be in a group.
I would love
where
to do that.
That I want to be in a group where that's okay. But in a new group, you don't know if that's okay because you haven't felt out the.
But we
group
all have.
Yet.
Partners,
and
wives,
I just fucking go for it.
Tino rushes in.
Me and Rachel
have learned our weird fucking like autistic threshold of like what we want to say out loud. Like, nothing bad. Like, we're not saying like, you know, derogatory shit, but like,
of course.
We get to that level to where we can kind of be like unmasked around each other and unhinged to where like if you saw us in public, they'd be like, who the fuck are they doing? Are they on track?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? but it's nice to have that release. And that's kind of all anyone really wants, is a space to where they can be themselves and not have to force, like, for example, like back when I was networking very hardcore for all the True Gumpla stuff, like constantly being in that mode of like, I do a thing and I want you to interact with my thing.
Yeah.
But like, also like, I want to be friends and like, I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
And when you get into that set, like, some people look at it as like a business venture. Some people do look at it as a community mm-hmm. thing. They look at it as a relationship thing. And it's like, then you, it's so much different things you have to navigate
yeah,
when it's really
you.
Just like, hey, I want to hang out and make cool shit together. Yeah.
So
that's it. That's all
so
I want to fucking
you're
do.
You're saying like when you're in like the marketing networking mode, if you just like show up somewhere with business cards and stickers and shit, you don't know what people want from you.
Yeah.
But you always just want to hang out and make shit.
I just want to show them my cool shit that I mm-hmm. make in hopes that either one,
see,
they would fuck with it and be it. Like, yep. oh, I also like that cool yeah. weird thing. Or, oh, I do so, this. Let's do with this weird thing together. When, it's never like, yeah. buy my shit.
When you guys you met know? Me, I brought the Astaroth to a Gunpla meetup.
Yeah.
And the reason why I did that was because I couldn't just show up empty handed. I had to bring a thing so that it could be the center of attention so that I wouldn't be.
God.
That was the center of attention. So I wasn't.
Exactly.
I just left it there and I just like,
oh, interesting.
Back. One of the first Gunpla. Yeah.
Yeah. It worked.
Oh.
Well, that okay.
That was
so,
my tank. That Astaroth tanked.
Yeah,
so my social tank. Yeah,
let's go. Let's kind of go back to that point because that's kind of where we all mm-hmm. met and how a lot of I'll even say how a lot of like the True Gunpla stuff like really got started mm-hmm. was when it was me. Luke, who I think now works at
he does,
18.
Yeah.
And there's a handful. We had that first, Tino, you were there. Mm-hmm. We had that first day picture where it was like the five of us, and we're like, this is our Gunpla meetup. But like
hey, look at us.
It was,
look at these nerds.
But I remember before we had that, mm-hmm. and it was the Model Works group.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm.
And I remember showing up, and that was the first time I met Luke and I met some of the Model Works guys. I didn't have anything.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I just had YouTube videos to show, and I was like, oh, I do, you know, like hobby content, blah, 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 blah.
I'm on Pornhub.
I'm on Pornhub. Yeah. This was pre-Pornhub.
Yeah,
but like
you hadn't reached your maximum heights yet.
It was definitely awkward because, like, I really wanted to, like, be a part of this thing, but I was like, but it's, you know, I really want it to be Gunpla focused because that was... This is also, it was literally, this is the last stop of like trying to find a hobby shop to do a local meetup in because like up to that point, I was just on online communities. So like the nerves
not
of like even like, you know, talking to people like Justin or Zach was like, it wasn't really there because it was just online. It was just a comment like, hey, cool. I've been watching your shit. You inspired me to start my own stuff.
Not a conversation.
Like,
that's a comment.
It's a different situation. But like, setting up this shit in person, it was getting frustrating because I was going to Hobby Town. They're like, no, we don't think that's a good idea, blah, blah, blah. Ironically, now they have build meets everywhere.
Yeah.
And that Hobby Town closed.
Hobby
that
Town
was in Apex. That was
Hobby
the
Town
one.
Is
I tried to set it up
so
there, and they're like, no.
They made a series of bad decisions. How the fuck does the only Hobby Town in this area go out of business? They had a fantastic captive market. What the fuck are they thinking? I could rant about this for hours.
For hours. That might be a whole fucking episode.
A massive goof.
Actually, that might be a whole fucking episode.
Why, how the fuck did Hobby Town fucked this up? That's the question.
I had to go to Fayetteville for so fucking long.
Well, exactly. So I was tired of that. I was fucking tired of that. And like,
I get it.
But then having that local community of where, like, again, it wasn't so much about who you were as a person. It was the thing we were all mutually
doing.
There
it is. Yep.
That we could rely at least one Sunday of the month.
Yep.
Someone that we knew from this thing that was, you know, whatever it was. And again, that led us to teaching workshops and doing contests and having this, you know, from it turning to literally five people to like 50 at one point.
I mean,
you know,
it's still a lot
and
of
it's
people.
Still going now. Yeah, it's still going now. And we're pretty stepped away from it because some of the community stuff, you don't have to do it full time.
Well, I mean, like, it's the circle of community. I don't really know anybody that's involved right now.
Oh,
so
I don't know
I'm back to being anxious about going.
I don't go.
even if I bring something, I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know who these people and
it's a whole.
I don't know who they are. I don't know what to expect. There's just like this huge level of anxiety associated with that, and then but I know that like if I go and whenever I've gone in the past, having not known anyone, I have a good time. People are nice.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to people and you have a good, rapport while you're there.
Yeah, but, and there's always like a structure to the conversation when you go to, right? So like, yeah,
you know what to expect.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. So you're there's always going to be talk about like the latest episode of whatever Gundam series
exactly.
is
yeah.
new.
There's always a conversation about whether Double Zeta is good or not.
Right. There's always
latest kits.
That, boom. That, yeah, yeah latest right. kits. What you hope for. What you're looking forward right. to. What you'd like. What yeah. you don't like.
Well, it's like trading card games. The same thing. Exactly. Like, Pokemon was a big thing for me.
Right. A lot of these yeah. settings are kind of in the same kind of deal. Like, it's not like yeah, it's not definitely. Robotic, mm-hmm. but like it's a way to gain familiarity with people yeah. that you don't know.
It's part of the
so
fun,
that
though.
You can figure it out from there.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, it's also fun to find out what other people like. You know,
but let's
you have these conversations yeah, with guardrails on, and it helps. Like, you know, you don't have to.
It kind of helps temper the anxiety.
It really
might
does
feel.
Because well, if you
let's
know,
take the fucking bumper lanes because we'll go back to the bowling alley
I
scenario.
Like the bumper lanes.
Let's take those down
yeah.
because you've had a hard couple of months. You're going through it. You're trying to do this. You're trying to do that. Your free time's gone down.
Yeah.
And now,
hey, are you describing me?
No, I'm describing.
Describing me.
Really, all of us at
that's
this point.
Fucking yeah. all of us, yeah. Joel.
Now you have the anxiety of now I'm not doing enough to even be a part of this community or come right. back to this community.
Are you reading my mind, no. or yeah. are you? Did I send you a text before?
did we talk about this before?
I think I need to step away because I don't really struggle with that. Like, we've talked about it before. A hobby is a hobby. It's something that you do in your leisure time. Mm, it's something yeah. that you do to turn yeah. your brain off
yeah.
or switch your brain over so that it doesn't burn itself out after a while.
Oh fuck! I'm doing my hobby wrong again.
Oh yeah, no, me too. No, it's like if I
seriously, that's
if I go if I right. happen to go back to Hangar 18 and everybody's like, "Hey, what have you been doing? What are you doing?" It's just like, I'm here to build.
Yeah,
like I haven't had a moment to build at home, so I'm building here. Yeah. That's what I'm doing here.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't have anything to show because I haven't done anything. So like. Yeah. Let me work.
Leave me and the fuck alone. Stop talking to me. Who are you people?
Not leave me alone, but just
you
like,
know
this
who
is
I
what
am?
I'm here for.
I'm
and
Valentina.
It's like, we have talked about it before. Like we have to set our expectations to not having expectations because
yep,
life
exactly
gets
right.
in the way.
That's right.
And we can't like, we can't think like, oh, I can't go back to this place because I haven't done anything. And so like, I'm not going to have anything to show for it. And
yeah,
like, everybody's
yeah.
going to be disappointed in me. And that's not it at all.
But
everybody's struggling with the same thing.
How do you, okay, what's the mindset then that gets you through that barrier? Because that's a very real barrier that
me and Brandon are on the opposite side
so
of that.
So my issue is I've already built this barrier and I try as hard as I can to shed those expectations. But they stick around. So what's the, how do you approach going back to a community that you used to be a part of, but no longer are?
Or took a break or, in my example, right. I took a very long hiatus from the Gunpa Builder Association. Mm-hmm. I have just recently kind of like reassimilated myself with that community.
I noticed that.
And like, mm-hmm. I've noticed, you know, obviously the main people talking every day aren't the same main people that I was talking with.
Yeah.
And so like, it's kind of relearning stuff, but like there was a big anxiety of like, mm-hmm. I haven't even begun streaming on Twitch again. Yeah. I haven't been building again. I haven't been making content. Why should I fucking come back?
Hold up. That's based on. That's it. Wait. Epiphany. You were comparing your present self to your past self, and you were setting your expectation now. Okay, you're assuming that they are going to want the same thing from you now that you would have delivered then.
That was the... Yeah, that's what I was thinking back then.
I get it.
That's not a thing to do.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to do. And it's not...
But I understand that, and that's different from my problem. Real problem
because I've also had not in Gunpla but in other hobbies or interests where I've had to take like a mental health break and I've come back and I might as well fucking killed everyone's mom or some shit and like you know like
Jeez
but
Louise.
Like having that bad experience
God.
Because of that bad
yeah.
network or community or whatever it was made me very high alert and anxious
yeah,
about
I get that. Yep.
every different community.
Dude, if you have that bad experience, it's hard to get over that.
It's a very fine line between, for this particular situation, I feel like, between having a parasocial relationship.
Is that like a paranormal relationship? Like where you?
No, paranormal aliens? Would be so cool.
It's like
when you
Patrick Swayze.
I feel I'd probably get better along with aliens at this point.
Yeah. Well,
it's
no,
like aliens teach you how to make a pot like out of clay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the difference between that and being part of a community.
Yeah.
You know? When you're part of a community, like people around you are supportive. They
what's that?
The only expectation is that, like, if you're around, you talk to them, interact with them.
Yeah, like
if
that.
You're around, if you're not, then it's not like you're out of sight, out of mind, but like, it's just like, okay, well, they're taking a break or something. It's
whenever
fine.
They show up, I'll see them again.
Yeah.
Coming back into the GBA was literally like, no one was like, where the fuck were you been?
Yeah. It's just like, hey, welcome back.
Glad to see you here.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and that's how a community should be. That's how you should be interacting with a community. If it was a parasocial relationship, like how a lot of Twitch streamers are.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I need to take a break. These are my excuses for taking a
break. They're giving excuses.
You know?
You shouldn't have to do that. That's what my wife tells me all the time.
My wife's like, you are over explaining. You don't have to make up an excuse.
Yeah.
You don't have to say that your fourth grandma died.
That you notice, especially as like an artist, of where sometimes the artist buddies, when you're not active making art, they're not active interacting with you until you kind of scratch their back, kind of thing.
Right.
They're not going to scratch your back, which I mean, also that's just not a good relationship.
That's not
saying it out loud.
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
Not a community.
That's not a community.
A good relationship in that regards is them still interacting with you or just being like, okay, they're out,
just
whatever.
Stepping back.
Yeah.
When you come back, it's just like, hey, what's up?
Hey,
it's not a big deal. It's not like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look what the cat dragged in.
It's like, or like when you fucking remember kids and you walk out of your room, it's like, oh, look who finally decided to come out.
And then I'm going
I'm going the fuck back in.
So like personally, I haven't drawn or made any kind of content for a year now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have been struggling so hard with that.
I've done
some mini painting, but like I haven't done anything else.
Yeah,
and I've been struggling with that so hard. But like I'm still interacting with like my friends that I've made at conventions. I'm still sharing people's work and stuff.
Yeah,
I've got artists reaching out to me all the time, just being like, "Hey, are you okay?"
Is that the moral of this episode? The moral is community is not a transactional relationship.
That's the moral. Community is not a transactional relationship.
Yeah, you found the moral. This episode is a moral.
And
this is a real podcast now.
Like, it's a lot of nuance, right? Because there's another layer of difference for when like you're using it transactionally, and then you come to the community and you're like, hey, I need your help.
With
something, you know, and people will help you. The people that don't, that's fine. Like they. Yeah. Probably don't have the bandwidth for it. That's okay.
But get this. If you've quote unquote paid in a bunch to a community by helping them out with things and you expect something in return and they don't deliver.
And that's not a good relationship on your end either.
It means that you're not, it's not a community. It's a network.
Yeah.
Like
it's a different approach.
Right.
Yeah.
The point of a community is it should be a place where you're comfortable either doing or not doing whatever you want.
You should be comfortable just hanging out, doing nothing.
Yeah.
Which I would say we have a pretty good community. Because, like,
we have a great community. Shit happens.
Yeah. And we missed, you know, a lot of, you know, sticker oars and shit like that going out. But, like, we righted the wrong with it.
You know, we have that work in progress board, and I post on there once a year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. At least one model kit in there. Boom. But, like, that's also where, I mean, hey, coming from as doing the Patreon stuff for a podcast where it is very community based, but it's also like people do pay into it. I think that's why I'm very, you know, very stern about getting physical things for, for money coming in.
Yeah.
So that way but it's also community involved. Like I'm doing the first zine that we're doing.
People are going to love that. They're going to love that. Yeah.
And it's something to where like we get to involve the people that are making it possible to where we can print a fucking zine and send it out to people with stickers and pins and all this other stuff.
Exactly.
And like, it's just like a good thing to have where like a lot of other communities or hobbies, it's very much just based on what you can do for them or that person or for that company. That's all they care about is what they can sell, what they can do. What can you provide to them?
Yeah, yeah.
Besides just, I'm not a shithead. You know,
I'm not, like, not being a shithead. I'm okay, by the way, not being a shithead in low supply.
Yeah,
very low.
In extremely low supply in modern communities.
Supply, yeah.
But honestly, if that's all you have to bring, you need to find a community that accepts that.
Yeah,
that should be your legal tender. Not being a shithead. That should be all they expect of you. And even then, if you're a shithead, sometimes it's fine. Everybody's a shithead sometimes.
Yeah.
You know. Whatever,
but I think it's having that group to where if you need to fall back, they're not going to be upset at you. That's not going to cause weird issues in your life. It's not going to be the fucking headline news or whatever. It's more of having a support,
right?
You know, not a support group, but like, you know, it shouldn't be a negative thing when it's, especially when it's your fucking free time and shit. Like
that's the biggest bullet point, right?
Yeah.
For it being something that everybody's into and everybody loves and partakes and indulges. It is your free time.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly right.
Everybody needs to realize, the people that are bent out of shape about something, they need to realize that it's zero expectations.
Yeah.
You sit down at the table and you clean two parts, that's fine. Unless you had a specific goal in mind, like you're working towards making something for a competition or something.
Oh, well, yeah.
You shouldn't have any expectation whatsoever for what you're doing with your hobby.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's going to be a whole fucking year before you knock something out. Yeah, that's fine.
That's exactly
right. That's fine.
Yep. You understand how I make stuff, Tino. I appreciate that.
Months in between. Man. Just touching.
And
I talk
this stuff out loud, and I have been struggling so much with like my own expectations for myself not drawing anything for over a year.
But I feel like saying it out loud convinces you. Maybe you can convince yourself to let yourself off the hook, because we've already forgiven you for that.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
But why do you feel bad about it?
That's a good question.
Because I'm sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, why do I feel bad about not building a Gundam?
Right.
Like, the last time I built a Gundam kit was like an SD or some shit. I don't remember the last time I built a fucking high grader up.
Okay, I think here's what it is. It's because some element of our identity is wrapped up in this hobby. And if we're not doing the hobby, then we are not fulfilling our birthright.
I was just going to say, you surround yourself with.
No, and not even that. It's partially for the identity thing. You've wrapped yourself up in this thing that you enjoy and love, and like specifically for me, I have been missing the flow state that I used to get into whenever I got in the zone. I miss like starting and finishing, like having the entire process laid out before me. That's all it is like I miss that those things.
Yeah.
I miss feeling good about finishing something. And like, look, standing back and be like, I made this, you know,
that's a big damn. I didn't think about this. That either. Yeah.
That's
a big part of it, because like,
right. It's a dopamine. Yeah.
I've been really enjoying doing the beat a day. I mean, let me rephrase it. I've realized I've been like saying it wrong. It's not a daily beat thing. It's making 365 beats, like making a full year of beats.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
I realized I started doing it when I first started making beats. So like like I've only like right now I did day 72.
All
right. So that is literally my 72nd beat I've ever made in my whole entire fucking life.
Yeah.
But like I made it, and like I was showing Rachel, and like, you know, she's like, yeah, this is fucking sick. And I felt really good. I just like, it wasn't even about before she said that, just like finishing a listen. I was like, I felt finished something.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've had that recently with painting like Sufibi stuff. I'm like, it's done. Like I can fucking bag it and board it and someone can have it. Like, and it's kind of hard to get to that state, because like with Gunpla, I want to talk about the Plamo Weekender event charity thing that I did.
Oh, yeah.
That Gunpla's charity stream for Cure for Alzheimer's.
Yep.
We raised a fuck ton of money. It was like something crazy, like 16K yeah. or some shit.
Dude, easily.
Overall,
five figures, yeah.
Since all three streams, 60K.
Holy shit, that's fantastic.
Yeah. In a sense, the all-timers, I mean, wow. They didn't buy a Corvette, but like monetary value is like
it's
a new Corvette.
Monetarily
Corvette. But like, so that's something that I was talking with Jason about where like, I've always had this weird inner expectation that, like, if I'm going to get back on Twitch or if I'm going to back on YouTube, it's going to be this big fucking production, this big thing. No, I've just been posting little time-lapse videos of painting anime statues, and people are like, this is fucking sick.
Yeah, man.
This is awesome.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Because
People like it more if you enjoy it also. That's the other thing.
Well, found more people... Not necessarily everyone watching it are all old, you know, subscribers or whatever. But a lot of them are, but a lot of new people I've never interacted with are like, this is fucking cool, blah blah blah, because it is truly just me. Yeah. I forget the camera's on. I just fucking do my thing.
Yep.
But doing that is hard because. In the back of my head, there's all these little thoughts of like, well, people don't want to see this. This isn't a Gundam, blah, 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 blah. And I just kind of have to turn that shit off and do it because I also realize that like there is a subsection of my friends that are just happy to see me doing things again.
Also that.
And that's part of having that community where it's very hard to like... It's hard to like get to that point, you know?
Dude, it is.
It's definitely... I don't want to go back and say it's transactional in that sense.
It's dopamine transactional.
I mean, like,
you got to get the payoff.
It's part of building relationships. And when you have a community, you build a bunch of relationships. People are going to lift you up.
Yeah.
And gas you up.
Also that,
and they're going to celebrate every time you get something done.
Yeah.
Because, and also it's true. Not.
And you can get dopamine for that.
Yeah. And it's not expectational in the sense that they are expecting you to do it. It's expectational in the sense that they when they see something, they're finally seeing something from you, and it doesn't matter what it is, it's awesome.
It can be whatever.
It can be a failed sketch of something, and it still looks fucking dope.
You say that's expectational, and I think that actually that subverts the expectation, right? Like you come in with this expectation, like the sketch isn't that good. I'm gonna still post it just to show that I'm doing something, and then you get positive feedback from that.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh shit, I just wanted to show you guys that, it's bullshit, but like cool.
But the community has fully subverted your expectations by enjoying what you posted.
Yeah,
like it's not, and it's not fake either. Like the right community is, like Joel said, actually happy that you're doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but the expectation on your side is, this isn't that good. But the community gives you positive feedback because the community doesn't care about your work. The community cares about you.
Yeah.
They care about you doing. And that's something that I've experienced with getting back into.
That's what it is.
Gunpla content and hobby content. And the beat thing is where, like, I know it doesn't have to be fucking my masterpiece video edit. It's just a fucking shitty camcorder.
But the transaction's not your work. The transaction is you.
Yeah.
Whether you are in your community.
Yeah.
And interacting with these people or not, you know.
And a lot of that too is just now you kind of goes back to where we'll put the bowling alley bumpers back up. It's someone's 10th birthday or whatever.
It's my 10th birthday.
Grandma's
every year.
Bowling, fucking, you know, throw those back up.
Oh, but here we
now,
go.
You know, now you're doing.
Yeah.
And now in the back of your head, you're kind of going in with that mindset of, I can interact with people. I can work on stuff. And like,
that's it.
I know everyone that's listening that's not on the Gunpla side of things, that's on the music side, they will see when I do stuff because I'll set a paragraph like, hey, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. Because I'm interacting with people, I'm posting, I'm engaging, I'm part of, you know, I feel like I'm back in the swing of things.
Yeah, but you're not doing it because you want to like boost your music. You're doing it because
I want to boost my fucking dopamine. I want to keep doing
it. You
want to
do it for yourself.
I don't care what happens. It can have 5 plays, it can have 5,000 plays.
I think this is where it lands. It's like if you
that's a hurdle
this,
on itself though.
No, it for sure. Yeah.
Expectations of, you know, but how you interact.
We've had other episodes about that particular, like, expectations of number of views or expectations on how the internet will respond to something
social
that you
media.
Put out.
Yeah, we did have that episode.
We had an episode about that. It's
somewhere back there.
You can't set expectations on how the internet's going to respond to something, but maybe if you have a positive community, you know that they will respond positively to your,
right,
to, you know, to your work anyway. Yeah, but
in a
well
regulated way though too.
Yeah,
because that's another side of where, like, if you just want your fucking ego jerked off in the corner,
and I always
there's
do.
Ways to do
that's
that.
That's what I want
to
do. That's right? All I want from a community.
Just a glory hole ego stroke.
That's it. Boom. Yeah,
I put real my European.
Art, just stick the art in the hole. No names.
No view slot.
I don't want to see. There's no view.
No
slot.
No eye contact.
Do not install a view slot, please, in my community.
But like, all glory hole jokes aside, that is a thing you could do. And that, I mean, let's think about influencers, right? Like true, like real life,
sure,
not hobby influencers. Uh-huh. Like,
you're talking about the people who actually do it.
Do it. Like, yeah, sure. Let's really think where that is. Just getting shit for free.
Well, but it's getting shit for free. But what are they selling? They're selling their life.
I have a very important question.
Oh. Yeah,
because I interacted with his account recently.
Oh,
do you think Mr. Beast has like an entire house that's a giant whiteboard just full of ideas?
I think Mr. Beast is an FBI government agent clone.
He's
got to
be a plant.
Pre-9/11 terrorist attacks.
I think he's a bird. I've
he's
seen
a
no evidence.
He's a bird.
Show me the papers. Boom. That shows he is.
Maybe
a
he's
bird.
A roseate spoonbill.
It's a rat king in a trench coat.
Yep.
He's a roseate spoonbill. That's it. That's it.
You talk about bringing it back. It's literally a rat.
He's a rat king.
It's a bunch of rats.
Wearing a trench coat. Okay. Prove it. Prove he's not.
Yeah.
Like, here's your. I don't know.
But going back to influencers,
the rat kings of the world,
of the Instagram world. That's
I mean, like they spend hours, right? Just like coming up with things that they think are going to work.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a marketing job at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 100% marketing, but
there's people
like
that buy into it that don't think that they're oblivious to that. And they think it's a real community. But again, that's where it kind of goes back to, like, you can't tell people what's right or what's wrong about their community.
All we can say
is not harming anyone.
We can only say what's worked.
Obviously.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you can't be in the KKK and be like, well, I have a good community.
Oh,
no, you have a bunch of assholes.
You got a fucking terrible community.
You're pieces of shit.
Not a community.
It's not a fucking community.
Like, the only thing you like about each other is that you're the same race.
That's it. Yeah, that's not a community.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
That's not a healthy community. But a bunch of nerds getting together on Wednesday night to throw dice at styrofoam and plastic, like, that's fucking cool.
I like that. That sounds good.
But that's got a specifically talking about like RPGs and stuff or playing games with other people, that's got levels of like social interactions. You're not playing yourself in RPG. You're playing a character, like an idealized character, but like you're still playing somebody else.
I think that's a bad example because
are you saying because you're kind of coming into an event that you don't have to be yourself? It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Almost I did it for a hot minute. You know, how I did some of the tutorial videos. That's not how I act in real life. That's not how real life. I was playing a character, but not a character per se, but like,
well, sure.
It kind of allowed me to interact with this community because I wasn't being myself.
That quantification to slide because you are playing a character. You're playing a version of yourself that you're not normally.
Yeah, I'm not normal.
It's a character.
But
part of it is that you're building a character. When you're doing the tutorial videos, you're building a character that you think that people would want to watch.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like a deliberate form of masking.
YouTube tutorials.
It was a more specific and deliberate form of masking.
I had that episode too. I remember.
But you also weren't yourself.
No.
Just as when you play an RPG, you're not yourself.
You're not yourself.
But,
yeah.
But you also, if
some of
you,
that bleeds into it, though.
But if you're part of you bleeds into both characters in an RPG, even more so because you choose what that character is.
Yeah.
More than you choose what your character is if you're making tutorials.
Yeah. But you shape that character, you voice that character. Like there's more of you in that character than not. But
regardless, it's not you. So if that
fully
community,
not you.
Yeah.
If that Paris Hilton, great example.
Yeah, no, that's
she
not,
was playing
yeah, no, no,
a
no,
fucking
dude.
Character for like 10
yeah,
years.
Dude, she's way smarter than that. But the point is, like, if the world rejects you, here's my anxiety talking. I'm gonna let it talk for a second.
Sure.
If the D&D group rejects me, it's not me. It's my character. I wasn't myself that entire time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So here's the difference between joining a community for the first time, playing a character, or bringing something to take the attention off of you. Like, you do these things to get into a community because it's easier for you, and it kind of gives you an in. It helps you get around your anxiety, and you get in, right? But over time, as you get more and more established in these communities, they start providing you with positive feedback just because you're being yourself, or you're making something, and you're being you. Now, that's where it starts to become a really positive force, because the positive feedback, it doesn't come to your character. The positive feedback is for you.
Yeah.
Like, once you join a community as yourself, you get that positive feedback, and that's you. That is validation of who you are. You know, my paladin doesn't get the, hey, that was a great idea, good job.
I the paladin's like, oh, yeah, we did good. That, right? We did good today, eh?
But if I fuck up, it's like, yeah, dude, like, I wanted to go through this door because that's what my fucking asshole of a 9 intelligence paladin would want to do, you idiot. Why did you listen to him?
Like, I know, I'm doing good when I get 2 points of inspiration.
God. Better spin one quick.
I did.
But that's all, you know, I think this all feeds into, like, neurodivergent community involvement looks different.
Yes.
And it's because how you get in, highly strategic. Once you get in, this can be a very positive thing for your mental health in the long run.
Yeah. Some of it can be very...
teach you how to be yourself.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, you find yourself in a good space. You may have... It's like... fake it till you make it, right?
It's 100%. Do it badly and fake it
till you make it. Do it badly and fake it till you make it. So you get into the space, you start having all these positive interactions, you start learning how to be yourself, and the mask comes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to mask anymore. You're just there.
You get that just from hanging out with people. Like, you spend more time with people in a fun environment, and you stop masking.
I mean, that was I mean, the GBA very early on was like, you know, I came in very much like, I'm a content creator. I make cool content. Mm-hmm. And then it went to like 3 a.m. Discord voice calls with us, all of us, like, in fucking tears.
Dude.
Hysterically laughing over the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
Because we all, like, unmasked really fucking quick.
But that's not a level that I have. So I'm also involved with the GBA. And you've seen the way that I interact with them. And it's a very different situation.
Yeah.
Because the person that I am on the GBA Discord is a different person from who I am on the Cutting Mat Discord. It's because... the only board I'm ever on the GBA Discord is the Ask the Engineers board.
Yeah.
And it's because people ask questions and I answer them. Like technical questions.
I do that in other communities. Yeah. Like in the Kenny Beats Discord, when I'm on there, I mainly just help people with their graphic work.
Dude, that's great, because I'm sure they really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And it gives you a framework to interact with.
It gives me I interact with some people, you know, here and there, but like there that's where like I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I can engage in conversation that's like, hey, cool, let's figure this out. Let's work on this, blah, blah, blah. And it's not, you know, it's not taxing.
Right.
That's a big thing. It's not taking a spoon away.
But that's why you do it. You do it because you don't pay a spoon for it. You're in there and you've got a structure, and the structure just flows. You know, you're not like specifically exerting yourself to do it.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
But at the same time, I don't consider GBA to be a community that I'm a part of. I'm not a part of that. I'm on the GBA Discord, but I'm not.
You're even a moderator.
Well, technically.
Technically, on paper.
But
yeah,
technically, I am, but I'm not. I don't
well, here's
feel
the thing.
Connected to that
I
community.
Am the
See?
Other leader of the whole community.
I know you are,
But we, like, the way, and like, this isn't just us bragging about the GBA, but we talk about it because it's one we're all in.
We've been in there for a long time, and it was there before our Cutting Mat Discord.
It was, and even when I joined, I mean, it was like 30 people.
There you go.
Everyone kind of knew each other. Now it's 5,000 people.
Freaking lot of people.
But like...
too many for me.
But it's also a place to where I was able to step away for years.
Yep.
And come back in. It's not like, dude, where the fuck you've been? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, fuck yeah.
But
you had
those relationships with those people, and it's gonna take more for me to build those relationships.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think it's something too where it's like you have to gauge how bad do you want to make those relationships.
Also that.
You know, is it something that you have the spoons or the mental gas for?
You gotta make that call with every community you join.
Truly, because I don't know if you have this, Tina, but like sometimes where I have, I was talking to Rachel about this on a drive to work. We have our like morning kind of verbal
meeting. Yeah. You got a morning meeting.
Yeah. Yep. And I was just like, I have a weird thing of like where, for example, let's say D&D, right?
Yeah.
Let's say, or no, I remember this. The first time I went to SideQuest, my brain immediately went to, oh, I can help them with their social media graphics. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can run events. I can run workshops. Well, I can do this.
You turned into your community joining mode. You like immediately went into that mode.
Because it's such a first grab for me because I know I can offer these things that will make the initial conversation of hey, how's it going? A lot easier.
Right. Yeah.
Because now I feel I can give a service. I can help to where now it's like, now I can come here and they're not just like, oh, this is just another asshole.
That's right. Yeah.
Spending $5 and spending, you know, not drinking.
This guy actually, you know, he comes in, he provides value. He's different.
But
right?
also like, I'm very much of the mindset of like where I equally want to help people as they equally help me.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And not a lot of people believe in that theory of governing.
Apparently not.
People help each other.
I don't consider that to be a very controversial. That's not a controversial opinion, but I feel like maybe not a lot of people see things that way. Yeah,
but like I don't know. I'm very much of like I have skills. You have things that I want. Let's trade. Let's barter. Look, let's figure it out.
I can fix a sink. I can do plumbing. Like just you know.
But also, like I gotta realize, like I can't do that. I can't do that for everyone, and that's a big personal thing that I'm trying.
That ain't
to
healthy
fix.
For you.
It ain't healthy,
and it's not because of them. It's because of you. You're gonna overextend yourself. You can't do that to everybody. Yeah.
That's especially now being fully self-employed where it's like, well, I need commission work.
There it is, yeah.
I have to kind of scale back the list of, you know, here's everything that I do to where it's like, oh, I just do graphic design. That's it.
Yeah.
So I'll help you with that because I know, doing a video for a fucking CBD shop might be a little bit out of my, like, I don't want to do this. I mean, I know their budget's not going to match or whatever the case is.
That's the issue. The problem is you could do it, but they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't pay the number that you're thinking.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, it's kind of scaling that back, but with what you do with free time is kind of like how a lot of people think about it. That's how I think about it sometimes.
Free time. Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting
because now concept. It's like, well, is it free or are you trying to justify your free time by offering
there's the key.
XYZ?
Yeah. If it's actually free time, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. And I mean, I always get gung-ho. I mean, like, GBA was a big part of it. I had the free time to sit there and make cool graphics and promotions and shit like that.
Yeah.
To where now it's like now I do, but I need to make sure like, is this something that I should be doing or should I, you know, is this actual free time? Is this, you know,
well, do you like
time,
it? I mean,
do
you actually like it? Like, think about it. You know,
if
you like doing it, you should do it.
Exactly. Like, that's where I've been getting back to. Okay. Where it's just like, if I like doing it, cool.
There you go.
Is all my bills paid? Cool. Let's do this fucking fun thing.
Maybe ask the bills question first.
Yeah, that's a different podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the non-Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey's been chopped up into a food processor,
we're gonna approach your finances from a Satanist perspective. What would the devil do with all your extra money?
What would the devil do with $20 and a mission from hell?
I think that's funny.
CDs. We're gonna invest in CDs today.
That's mainly AOL time CDs. trial CDs.
We used to call them frisbees. Now we call them invest mumps.
I call them invest punks.
Invest punks.
I don't ever walk into a place like that and like.
Do you go through that?
He walks in,
I just weird?
Tina will only walk into a place that has a swinging saloon style door.
That's true.
That's also
so
true.
So I can. I don't
he,
walk
he
in.
He walks
I kick
in,
it
and,
in,
and the sound is
strictly just grocery shops at bars.
Exactly.
I walk up to the bar and nod, and a shot of whiskey comes sliding
just
down
slides
my way.
Down the bar, and there's nobody behind the bar. It just slides out of like the fucking player piano.
Puts his pistol down. Exactly. On the table.
Yeah. It's like, Tino, why are you wearing Spurs? You drove here in a Hyundai. Like, I don't understand. What were you doing?
Tino, this is an Applebee's.
That's just an Applebee's, so, sir.
I think, like, my for conversation, like, my go-to is, like, yeah, I'm a graphic designer, technically visual designer. I do banner ads for a company, and it's...
Yeah, that's fantastic. I go through that whole spiel.
That's, like, that's my robot thing. And then if they probe deeper, then it's just like, okay, yeah, sure, I do this, this, and this. Yeah. I'm actually an illustrator, blah, 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 that kind of thing.
See, that's fantastic.
So it's not... I don't walk into a place expecting to have a deeper conversation than, my name's Tino, nice to meet you,
oh,
you know?
I see.
Specifically just like general life. Now when I'm tabling, I've got my shit locked and loaded. Right.
I'll build you a killdozer too if you want. Like,
because you're in marketing mode. Your marketing mode is very good. But for both of you, having a conversation about your jobs, I think would probably go better than having a conversation about my job. Because if you guys talk to people about being graphic designers and artists, and when I explain to people what I do, they're like, eyes glazed over immediately. and I mean, it's a lot of big words. They're like, hey, man, what do you do? I'm a biomolecular engineer. And they're like, I'm going to go talk to someone else.
No, like if they start asking me technical questions, then their eyes glaze over. And it's they didn't actually want to know. But like,
why would they ask me a technical question?
I'll explain in full detail.
Yeah, no, right,
they,
I will.
They should. Yeah, you should.
I'll talk about Photoshop. I'll talk about InDesign, Illustrator. I've started teaching myself nuances of Premiere Pro recently.
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk about the TCA cycle and fucking glycolysis if I have to. But I feel like people don't give a shit.
Photoshop all day long.
Let's talk about glutamate synthesis. This is gonna be great. Like, what the fuck is this guy?
And we get to that part of the conversation because they're like, oh, hey, something, like, you use Adobe and all that. And I'm like, yeah. And then they ask, for some reason, they do ask technical questions. And then I get into the technical stuff and they're like, never mind, I didn't want to know.
That's a lot of stuff I don't understand. I was just trying to show off by trying to give you some technical information that I knew. And now you're way beyond what I understood and you're not interested in me anymore.
So I always started off with the polar opposite of what they think it's going to be. Like, oh, what's your favorite Photoshop? Well, back when World War One started,
let's talk about the Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Let's get into Vietnam a little bit.
Is that in the way of like the CS Photoshops, or is that in the way of like they don't know the word Adobe, so they call a Nintendo kind of thing?
See that, but like that's also a fucking thing though, because I've had both of those conversations where it's literally someone like, oh yeah, what kind of Photoshop you drive? And I'm just like, what?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Also, like, I've had into where like what? I will not go above 20 or 0.22. Yeah. I won't go above 23.1. Like, I've had those weird nerdy conversations before.
That's pretty cool though. I started learning
on CS6 in the last like 6 months of CS6, and then it moved to Creative Cloud, and that was it for me. I've only ever been Creative Cloud.
CS2 over here, it's fucking free. Boom.
I'm a $60 a month slut. The only reason why I do is because I work with a lot of designers that all use different things.
Yeah, you got to be able to access every single one of those things.
Yep.
Me being update kind of gives the upper hand of like, cool, I'm using the latest version. Right. I don't know what your fucking problem is, but fix your shit and then I'll fix my shit.
But I sent you the PSD. Why can't you open it?
Well, how do you open a goddamn JPEG?
How do you open this JPEG? What is this BMP? When I try to open it, my computer goes bump.
Bump. But this is...
Well, when I opened the CS2 file, it transferred to the newest version of CC, so you're not going to be able to open it now.
When I opened the CS2 file, my computer turned to dust.
This version of Reaper we're recording on has been like a 3,000-day trial of still evaluating.
Okay, yes, but we are evaluating it.
I'm still evaluating.
We legitimately are still evaluating it. Honestly, I'm still figuring out
what Reaper is, so...
Yeah. I didn't know.
It's a guy that stops by after you eat too many chili peppers. Boom.
Ooh. I don't think... What happened? Your heart stopped. Was there a...
I'm the Reaper.
Yeah.
What? Was there a moral of this episode?
Yeah, the moral was...
I don't think there was. I don't think this was a Hey Arnold episode.
We talked about the moral earlier.
The moral was don't tell ghost stories unless you want it to turn out to be real.
That's true.
Yeah.
There was another one, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was... have a good relationship with your community.
Shit, that's it.
Yes. Yep. Oh, it was not to have it as like trans actual.
Yeah, yeah, don't be transactional.
No, be trans. Be fucking be as gay and trans and queer
trans,
as you want.
Okay, be gay,
but,
do crime.
But for sure, I
don't
I can
be transactional.
Recommend,
yeah, don't be
transactional.
Transactional is different from
space.
It's a different situation. You may not be friends with all of your community, but it is a friendly relationship, and that's what you want.
It shouldn't be a burden.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a thing you're not looking forward to interacting with.
Yeah.
It should
if you start feeling that, then you got to take a step back.
We
and
have an episode
out,
of like red flags, and we should definitely probably update it.
We definitely do. Yeah.
That's true.
I think we should update as always. I've always held true that this podcast is never in nice butt. It's never in. There's a sticker that says nice
thank
butt.
Thank you.
Is never in like a. This is it's never in like a certain timeline, if that makes sense. Like it's never established that we're gonna do a monthly thing and a weekly episode.
We don't know.
This season it's we are learning as we go, not so much as in the podcast world, but like the things that we talk about.
Yeah. So what you'll get from other hobby podcasts is a
hobby
schedule. Or hobby, or mental health, maybe.
The
we
mental
have
structure.
We have the mentals, and we have the funds,
the
and that's
mush.
What sets us different. The mush. We have more mush than any other hobby podcast you'll ever listen to. That's
fuck,
why,
I guarantee.
And that's why we're fucking an award-winning hobby podcast that sets us apart from
in
our
Sweden?
Peers
Sweden?
In this space
Where
because
was it?
We
was it Sweden.
No, we actually have not won.
Pakistan.
We have yet to win. Actually, I've been talking to you guys.
We're
going to
win Eurovision this
so
year, though.
We,
all the way, baby.
We're going to win.
Actually, we're disqualified. I meant to talk to you about that.
Oh.
It's because we're not actually in Europe.
Oh,
there is a rule.
They gave us an award from Europe.
We literally are not allowed to accept.
Oh, we
it.
Stole that award.
Oh,
that's why we have it. We stole it. That was an awesome.
That was like
gamer.
A whole treason thing, right?
Tony Hawk situation.
Yeah.
I think.
It was a Tony Hawk situation.
Honestly,
it was,
that was a whole mess.
We've been on this. We've been on this crazy half pipe that we call.
The government
and,
got
and
involved in that one.
More importantly, while we have not won an award, we do set ourselves apart from other hobby podcasts in this space by being an award-winning podcast.
I think I will say
in our heart, we know that we're award-winning.
I will say we're very honest.
Well, yeah, we're super honest.
I feel like I am the most honest when I get to talk with y'all about stuff.
Like that's
but also I feel people kind of relate because it's not always like a great topic to talk about, or it's always not always a serious topic, or it may not be funny.
I do hate serious topics.
Yeah.
But I want to be honest. Yeah. Honesty is what you get from us, really.
It doesn't really feel, not that it isn't a serious topic, but it doesn't feel serious.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it is for fun.
It's very heavy.
It's
social anxiety.
Sorry, let me quantify that a little
bit.
You're
not serious.
What I mean,
you're a fucking joke.
What I mean is that it doesn't take as much out of me to talk about it as I think it would.
Oh, yeah,
and to go back to what you were saying earlier, I feel like between the three of us, I'm learning a lot more as I go. And we talk more about this stuff.
I felt that way because you guys are both artists and I'm not, so I feel like I'm learning a lot more.
I mean, with this episode,
I feel like I've learned a lot how y'all handle situations and how stuff that I'm working on is truly not as normal as I thought.
Oh, really?
If that makes sense. Like, not in a bad way, but like, it kind of like gives a perspective.
Oh. So you've got a lot more advanced stuff going on, I think. I would say, like,
I have like therapists.
No. I mean, like,
you're
an entrepreneurial.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So like my hobbies are tied into my livelihood.
That's why your stuff is different.
Yeah.
That's why your stuff is different from our stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that too.
That's a massive part of it. Yeah.
It's also like I wouldn't say it's not normal.
Yeah.
It's a different it's
not
a
normal. A lot of people
approach.
You approach it differently.
A lot of people in Gumpa even.
Boom.
It's their livelihood. They either like run a hobby store or do commissions, whatever the case is. For me, it's really doing the hobby and then also putting myself, you know, my aesthetic and myself into cool designs that I want to show other people. But at the same time, you know, I also know that like if I don't do the thing, if I don't really do the hobby, like I don't get to connect a lot with my core audience in
also
a sense.
True. Yeah, that's true.
But also like it's a weird thing too, where like I don't really feel like I should be selling my art as shirts and stuff because I'm not interacting. But like, that's something I've learned is not healthy.
That's a tough
and
one though, because
I've been unlearning it, which has explained the kind of like, you know, gaps in between of stuff. Or and also the very long year or two gap where I just wasn't doing anything.
Well, but that's the thing is, like, I'm not a therapist, but I can tell you, like, you can do whatever the fuck you want. There's my professional opinion.
I mean, and that's where this podcast has really come to help with that, because it's just do it badly. I've actually been in the past, like, couple of months been taking our own advice of doing it badly, because even when we started, that advice was coming from a spot where it's like, I know I need to do this.
That's right. Yeah.
I know this is the right thing to do.
That's what makes you do it. Yeah. That's it.
But I had a problem with doing.
Yeah.
But now I kind of don't have as big as a problem with doing.
Yeah.
But it's now we're just doing it badly. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. If I want to learn how to sculpt titties on a robot, I'll spend the day doing it.
And I'm looking at them right now, and they are perky as fuck. Jesus.
The right
one's a little bit bigger than the left one, though. Is that normal?
That's called realism.
That is realistic. Because I get that. My right one's a little bit bigger.
Mine's definitely way bigger.
I do get it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a righty. Yeah.
Righty tighty.
Yeah. Righty
loosey.
That's not wrong. That's what I call them. That's what they're named.
It's the easiest way to remember it. Anyways, I think this is a good podcast.
Let's end on that highly professional note, which
is,
I assume, the award we'll be winning from the Scandinavian Podcasting Society.
Is that our power? I would love a power company award. I don't know which one.
Power company award.
JD,
I see those cars always get it.
Like, just give us one, man. We have a power chain.
We use the power. I pay my power bill.
We're using
sometimes online.
I've made so many ads for power companies. Please, just an award. Just throw us a watt.
Throw us a watt or two.
I only want one. Give me a milliwatt. I don't give a shit.
A pile of exposed wires on like a little pedestal, man.
That's all.
Give us an award.
Give us your trash.
It's the JD Power and Associates Recycle Award. It's just whatever was in the top of our dumpster. I hope you enjoy it.
Our janitor made this for you.
Actually, I would appreciate that more.
I would like that more than just the CEO's.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
I want the janitor's award made by janitors.
I don't want anything that a CEO approves of. Can we make that happen?
I like that idea.
This podcast is not CEO approved.
No. For certainly not.
No.
For most certainly not. Because we're telling people to follow their hearts, and that's not what CEOs want.
That's true.
No, they want to follow their big, big corporate cat wallets.
Big old fat cat wallets.
Tino, sign us out.
Okay, here we go. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Cutting Mat Podcast. I am your sign-in, sign-off boy, Tino, also known as Big V Roman, all over the internet.
Yay! All over the internet.
Yeah.
Internet.
Hold for applause.
It's a series of twos.
It's a series of twos.
Thank you
for listening. I think I already said that. To my right, once again, is Brandon.
Sup, dudes? I'm Brandon. I do mecha genre. I'm on several things, including the GBA and our Patreon Discord. If you go to Patreon and look up the Cutting Mat Podcast, you will find our Discord, and it is fun. It's a fun place to hang out.
We have fun times in there.
Yep.
It's a nice, chill, relaxed time.
Mechagenre.com is my website. I do model kits. A lot of them are Gunpla. I also do, I'll be posting some, hopefully some miniature stuff on Instagram someday. Who even knows? What is art anyway?
Subjective.
I'll hand this over to Joel to talk about what subjective means.
I'm watching Hedora come out of the sky.
Fuck. I knew that was Hedora.
In our studio, we've got a TV that's playing Pluto. Shout out to Pluto God, TV. This isn't an ad, but hit us up. Toku Shoutsu, baby. Wait, it wasn't Hedora. It was something. It looked like Hedora.
Yeah. No, it's Ultraman.
Yeah, it's Ultraman, though. So it could be a Hedora inside of a Godzilla suit. So, speaking of Hedora,
is that canonical?
It could be. Shit. It's Ultraman.
There's so much more. 60s Godzilla suits they repurposed as.
They just put a fin on it. That's the one I painted for the Krillian project, is the burning Dryas.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Dude,
but yeah, I paint toys and model kits and cool things and make cool t-shirts and clothing and stickers and skateboards at truegrumpola.com. And I'm out of breath. We've been going for a while.
Dude, I got to pee this is a long one. I'm just going to run to the bathroom, you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll end it next time.
Hank Hill complaining about songs sounding like toilets.
Hank Trill.
That's going to be a very specific.
Hey, Bobby, why do all these songs sound like
Sounds like goddamn toilets.
Sounds like goddamn toilets.
God, it's all toilet sounds. Where did you record this?
I bought it at the mall. It's a funny phone jerk.